This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we are joined by another returning guest today, Aida Wasilewski. Aida, welcome back. Nice to touch base. Let's talk some swimming today. You mentioned that you swam a little bit before you started triathlon, but you were never a competitive swimmer, and it's still something you struggle with and are trying to improve today. It's definitely not your best of the three disciplines.
Yes, thank you for having me back, Brad. Definitely. That's by far my weakest discipline. Swimming was just swimming. That's how I swam. I enjoyed being in the water. I love being in the ocean. So for me, I'd much rather swim in the ocean than in a pool. So when I started training, I realized I had to learn how to swim properly. And I just had just this really fast arms. And I said, okay, you've got windmill arms, so slow that down. This is what you need to do. And just gradually, literally bit by bit, retrained or learned how to swim properly. I sink. I can't float. A lot of people have no problem floating and keeping their body in the straight line, being horizontal in water. If I just lay there, it's really hard for me to keep my legs up. My legs just want to, my whole body wants to just go.
The technique of it is the big thing. And you talk about the windmill arms, and that's a mistake a lot of novices and newbies make, is they almost feel they have to go as fast as they can to keep sort of a high position in the water. But that technique, you almost end up fighting against the water, where you actually want to work with the water.
Yes, with the water and rely on the catch more than trying to get your arm as, you know, around as fast as possible. Trusting your breathing, learning how to breathe right. I've done a lot of snorkel swimming. My coach got me to do a lot of that. So I was keeping my head down and just being able to focus on the stroke versus trying to breathe and stroke. So breaking it down, and that really, really helped me, the snorkel. Using paddles, so you can feel how you're pulling in the water. Anyone having used a paddle knows if you don't pull the right way, that the paddle just kind of wobbles and goes all over and makes it very hard to pull. So lots of drills for me in order to learn how to swim, and volume of swimming, therefore, for me. Swimmers that are good and have swam from when they were young can, you know, get a really decent workout done in an hour. I needed an hour and a half of swimming to make myself strong enough to be efficient enough when I would get out of. So during the race, I finished swimming. I'm not wiped, since I'm not a good swimmer. Mm.
And that's, it's interesting you say that, because we've mentioned it too. You're never going to win an Ironman with a swim, but you can lose it. And getting out of the water, even if you're not at the front of the pack, getting out of the water feeling good is half the battle won, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My coach regularly had me swimming hour and a half. I would get 4,000, 4,500 in. So I had big volume for swimming. So I would come out of there feeling good, so I can then work on the bike and the run and not, you know, break down. Yeah.
Hey, what's your favorite workout in the water? What do you love doing?
If it was to have the word love, it'd be I'd rather be in the ocean, and I love just getting through the waves, putting my head down, and just swimming straight for as long as I can. Being in Southern California, we're very fortunate. We're able to swim pretty much year round, even though I don't enjoy the cold water. But I do still put that wetsuit on and get out there. And I get in the location a lot of Southern California people know here in San Clemente, and I just have the pier to sight off of, and I can swim literally a whole mile and I still won't get to the pier. And then I turn around and I have a point, land, a cliff, and that's my point back, and I put my head down and I just sight and swim to that point, and I'm out, and I'm like, I'm good. 2 mile swim, done. That's my favorite. But in the pool, doing repeated 200s. Anything shorter gets to be too fast and hard for me. I seem to have a hard time with the go fast, fast 50s, 200s, repeat 200s.
I love that. Well, Aida, thank you so much for your time on this edition of the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to getting you on next time around to talking about your bike.
Thank you for having me again.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theconaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.